Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is 4:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time, February 4th, coming to you a little later than normal. So glad to have you on board with me today for a very special edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to discuss the tournaments last week. We're also going to preview the Farmers Insurance Open on the regular men's tour. We're also going to talk about the Champions Tour in my hometown of Boca Raton, Florida this week. The first full field event on the Champions Tour, the Allianz Championship. As always, we will have a strategy for your game. And I start today, however, with a very, very sad note from the world of golf. Legendary figure Charlie Sifford passed away yesterday at the age of 92. Charlie was the first full PGA Tour carded player of non-Caucasian race. Charlie fought hard to get on the PGA Tour. The non-Caucasian rule was in effect for 17 years, not allowing him in his prime years to play on the PGA Tour. Finally, it was lifted, and Charlie became a full tour player in 1961 at the age of 39. He accomplished so much in his lifetime, mostly just being the great man that he was. He got full guidance from Jackie Robinson when he came on tour, and he said, "You must endure, you must prevail, you must not allow anything to bother you." And he had lots and lots of things to bother him, not only the competition, of course, being tough on the PGA Tour, but the fans were absolutely brutal on Charlie, and he was the trailblazer. He indeed was the Jackie Robinson of golf. And Charlie Sifford won some awards late in his life. Fortunately, he got these awards. The last November, he got the Presidential Medal of Honor, which has only been given to two other golfers, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and now Charlie Sifford. He was a 2004 inductee into the World Golf Hall of Fame. And Charlie won two tournaments on the PGA Tour, the 1967 Greater Hartford Open and the 1969 Greater Los Angeles Open. So he was a two-time PGA Tour champion, puts him in fairly rarefied air at that point, regardless of anything else. And Charlie Sifford befriended my wife and I many years ago when we needed a helping hand, and he was there for us. So I have a very special place in my heart for Charlie Sifford. We actually took a cross-country flight sitting with Charlie, and at the time, we chatted for a long time on that flight, and one of the things he told me, and this was in 1977, that he would never go to Augusta National since they found ways of keeping him out of Augusta National to play the golf tournament, the Masters, even though he had won a couple of tournaments, which should have at the time qualified him. They found ways of keeping him out. Disappointed him to no end, and he told me no matter what, he'd never go to Augusta. So when Tiger won his Masters and invited Charlie to be his guest the next year, Charlie respectfully declined. Tiger Woods comments, he's very, very saddened. Tiger had grown up without a grandfather, and he considered Charlie to be his grandfather. And I was out at the Champions Tour event today here in Boca Raton, the Allianz Championship, and the sentiment was quite readily available from all men that I visited with. In fact, I'll just quote Rocco Mediate said to me, he was the coolest man ever. So we'll move along and we'll remember Charlie being the great man that he was, the great champion that he was, and his legacy lives on as the Jackie Robinson, the trailblazer on the PGA Tour. Congratulations, pardon me, to Brooks Kepka, last week's winner on the PGA Tour at the Phoenix Open, the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Terrific job. I tell you, these young kids come out on the tour. They're seasoned. He seasoned himself with a couple years in college. Then he went overseas to play in Europe. He comes back ready to go. He's got a full PGA Tour card, and he wins a tournament. 24 years old. They have ice water in their veins, and I look for more and more of that to happen this year. Last week, Phil Mickelson didn't play too well. He missed the cut, but the big news was Tiger shooting the worst round of his career, an 82 on Friday. Many bogeys, a double and a triple sprinkled in, and everybody was looking at Tiger like the chipping has gone awry. Does he have the yips? Is it just something that he, in his new approach to the game, that's causing this to happen? I don't know, and nobody knows. We'll find out. He is entered in the Farmers Insurance Open, which starts tomorrow at Torrey Pines in La Jolla, California. Both the North and the South courses will be used. So let's take a look as we inspect things for the Torrey Pines event. Great tournament on the PGA Tour, one of the most picturesque spots in North America. Right on the water is the cliff's edge, if you will, at Torrey Pines, the scene of Tiger's last major championship when he beat Rocco Mediate in that amazing 19-hole playoff in 2008. So it's been that long since Tiger's won a major, and Torrey Pines is one of his favorite places, of course. Phil Mickelson also in the event, one of Phil's favorite places. Okay, we have 156 men in the field, 11 major champions. Here's some of the groups I am keeping an eye on. Sangmoon Bae, Derek Ernst, and Mike Weir. You might say, why am I keeping an eye on that? Because you got two super young, exciting players, and Mike Weir hoping to get the magic back at Torrey Pines. Charlie Hoffman, Scott Brown, Justin Leonard, not a dissimilar group that I just mentioned. Billy Haas will be playing with Jimmy Walker and Phil Mickelson. That's a great group to watch. How about this one? Justin Rose, Jason Day, and Dustin Johnson makes his first appearance on the PGA Tour after a self-imposed exile for 6 months. How exciting is it to watch that group? Ben Martin, Harris English, and Stuart Appleby. Stuart Appleby fighting hard to keep things rolling for him as he approaches his middle 40s. And that's going to be the bewitching age now for a lot of these golfers to get over the hump and stay there. Let's see. We've got Heath Slocum, Padraig Harrington, and Jared Lyle. Jared Lyle, what a story. A multiple-time recipient of leukemia, recipient, I should say, suffering from leukemia. And he's come back, and he has got a PGA Tour card. What a great story he would be if he could win an event. Let's see. We've got Angel Cabrera, Keegan Bradley, and Scott Piercy. That's a pretty neat event. Billy Horschel is going to be playing with the aforementioned Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler. How cool is that group to watch? And then J.J. Henry, Eric Compton, as we know the story well, the two-time heart transplant recipient, along with Jim Brenner. That's a really neat group. I'm going to have my picks on the Farmers Insurance Open shortly. Now I want to focus for a minute beg your pardon, on the Champions Tour. 81 men will tee it up in the first full field event at the Old Course in Boca Raton, my hometown, as they are with the Allianz Championship. As opposed to 11 major champions, there are 17 major champions in this event. The groups are so, there's so many great groups to look at here. Let's take a quick look. Mark O'Meara, Ben Crenshaw, and Paul Goidos. Jay Haas, Tom Lehman, and Jeff Maggart. And Hale Irwin, about to turn 70. Yes, about to turn 70. Looking great out there today with Dan Forsman and Scott Dunlap. Local flavor, Bernhard Langer lives a couple of miles from the Old Course with David Frost and the aforementioned Rocco Mediate. So we've got a lot of good groups there. I will have my picks in that event as well coming up shortly. But now I want to take just a moment for a strategy. And the strategy this week is greenside chipping. This has become one of my favorite places on the golf course because I have so much confidence in my ability to get up and down and save strokes. There is a real feel to this shot, and here's a handful of strategies that will help you achieve that feel. Play the ball a bit back in your stance. We've talked about this throughout. It allows the club head to strike the golf ball first. Many amateurs have a problem hitting the golf ball first, and they chunk it. We'll move it back just a little bit, and it'll avoid that chunk. The target is not the pin. Just as in the bunker that we talked about last week, your target is a point on the green where you believe you need to hit the ball to roll it as close to the pin as possible. At this point, it's imperative for you to talk out loud. I might say something like this. Okay, Bob, I have about 40 feet of green. The greens are fast. I want to land this ball about 30 feet short of the pin and let it release to the hole. This will position the shot as a conscious thinking and action effort. Remember, everything in golf needs to end up in a conscious thinking effort. Do not always use the same chipping club. Many different clubs can be used to accomplish the same task. Part of your new game is to understand what to do and when to do it. So this does take some trial and error. Have fun with it. It's part of your new game because it's a learning experience. You can build confidence down the road. Also remember, each missed green is another opportunity to better your game. View it that way and you will get better. Lift the club up quickly on the backswing. The reason for this is to avoid brushing the grass on the downswing and avoiding the chili dip that we talked about just a few moments ago. We're creating a more vertical shot, a more up and down motion. Cocking your wrist will help affect this strategy. Okay, now my picks for the Allianz Championship. Let's do that first. The Allianz Championship starts on Friday. And here we go. And this is a tough one because there's so many great players. It's tough picking every week, but I have fun with it. I like Tom Lehman, Mike Goodis, and Rocco Mediate. That's Lehman, Goodis, and Mediate. Lehman, Goodis, and Mediate on the Champions Tour. Now let me take a moment, and boy, how hard is this to pick? 156 men teed up, Torrey Pines North, Torrey Pines South, the Farmers Insurance Open, starting tomorrow. I'm taking Scott Brown, Ben Martin, and Chris Kirk. That's Scott Brown, Ben Martin, and Chris Kirk. And we thank you, as always, for being on board. Love having you write me my email, and I get back to everybody. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I. S is in Sam, M-A-R.com. Have a great week golfing. Pay a moment, if you will, to the legendary Charlie Sifford, who passed on yesterday at the age of 92. So until next week, Bob Geismar saying thank you so very much for being with me. Can't wait to be with you again next week for One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.